Exercise L21. Identifying attitudes. 1.
Aren't you a little old to be reading comic books?
Hey, this isn't just any comic book. It's a Walt Disney classic.
Classic or not, this is a university.
I'll have you know that this is required reading for my American popular culture course.
What? I can't believe it. Here I am reading stacks of major works by important authors, Dickens and Tolstoy, for my survey of 19th century literature course. And you're reading comic books?
Well, this isn't the only required reading material in the course. We have to read a lot about the events that influence the comic book writers and study contemporary art movements and how women and minorities are depicted in comics and other pop art. This course isn't as easy as you think.
Two.
Well, Jane, how was your first day of classes?
Great. I signed up for an American history course. It's about the Revolutionary War period with Professor Lewis. He's fantastic.
History. Sounds boring to me. I never did like history.
How can you find history boring when... Oh, I guess you never had a teacher like Dr. Lewis. He describes the events so vividly that it seems as though you're actually there, like caught up in the issues. You would really get into it.
Well, maybe.
Oh, come on. Why don't you take it? It's not too late to add a course.
Well, I don't need it for my major, and there are other courses I'd rather take as electives.
Three.
Dr. Reed, are you busy?
Hi, Donna. So you've come back to visit your old university, have you?
Yeah. Our midterm break starts a few days earlier than here, so I'm home to see my folks.
And how are they?
Oh, just fine.
Good, good. And how do you like your program?
Oh, it's great. It's a lot of work, though.
Well, now that you're at the doctorate level, you can expect that.
Yes, of course. And Dr. Jennings is... Do you know Dr. Jennings?
Of him, yes, not personally.
Uh-huh. Well, he's arranging for a field study group to work in Easter Island over the semester break. I've signed up to go.
Fantastic. That'll be a great experience. I'd like to hear more about it, but I have a class in a few minutes. It's good to see you, Donna. Maybe you could pop into my office tomorrow afternoon, say about 2:30?
Sure.
Four.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yeah. Who do I see about a complaint?
Well, that would be me. What seems to be the problem?
Well, we've just moved into student family housing, and the apartment is awful, just awful.
That's odd. All our units are inspected and decorated before new people move in.
I'm sorry, but not in this case. The walls are dirty, and the refrigerator doesn't work, and...
I see. Well, that's highly unusual. Could you please tell me the number of your unit?
It's 42 in South Court.
42? Are you sure? Let me look. And your name?
Anderson. Daniel Anderson.
Ah, I see. Here's the problem. You've been issued the wrong unit. Number 42 hasn't been redecorated yet. I'm really sorry about this. Let's see. You should have been given number 43. It's directly across from number 42.